If you're 94 and walk as much as Granny D, you probably don't have to worry about cholesterol, but many millions do. A study released last week shows aggressive drug treatment that gets blood cholesterol to ultra-low levels substantially reduces some people's risk of heart attack or death. Naturally, people want to know, how low do I have to go? NPR's Richard Knox talked to doctors who are trying to sort that out.
Dr. Barbara Stewart of Newton, Massachusetts, says patients of all kinds have been asking her about the new study.
From the kind of question they asked and the kind of look on their face, they had a mixture of wonder and shock at the low levels.
How low? People who got maximal doses of a drug called atorvastatin, brand name Lipitor, lowered their LDL, or bad cholesterol, to an average of 62, less than half the U.S. average, and more like levels seen among Chinese peasants. Stewart's patients were incredulous.
Remember late last year, the Institute of Medicine recommended that everyone do aerobic exercise for an hour a day. People in my practice, in general, said, right, I don't think that's possible. And I'm getting the same kind of approach to these numbers that they're hearing.
Current guidelines say lean non-smokers with low blood pressure and favorable family histories should try to get their LDLs below 130. And individuals with known heart disease or several risk factors should aim for below 100. I called Dr. Daniel Rader to put these targets in context with the even lower new numbers. He's chief of preventive cardiology at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's amazing, Richard, how times have changed. I mean, there was a time when, you know, LDLs of 200 weren't considered particularly high.
Rader understands why people are dismayed to hear the cholesterol goalpost is being set back even further. To get their LDL level below 100, most people will require a statin drug, along with a prudent diet. Something like 11 million Americans are already taking statins to lower their cholesterol. Many aren't meeting the current target. But Rader says it's important to keep in mind who needs to go ultra-low. The new study involved the highest-risk patients, those in the hospital for heart attack or severe heart disease. For every 100 of them treated with a standard statin dose, 26 died or suffered a serious cardiac problem over the next 2 years. But for every 100 who got a high dose of atorvastatin, 22, or four fewer, died or had a serious problem. Another study unveiled last week, which didn't get much attention, found about the same benefit in a somewhat wider group.
A group of people with stable coronary disease in an outpatient setting, and therefore more applicable to a wider variety of patients that we see every day.
In the next year or so, scientists expect results from three more big studies testing high-dose statins in people with known heart disease. Rader says if these show benefit,
it will absolutely establish that in people at high risk, particularly people with existing coronary disease, very aggressive therapy targeting LDLs into the 70s and 60s reduces cardiovascular risk to a greater extent than what we are doing today.
Millions of Americans with heart disease would be candidates for aggressive therapy. So would perhaps 20 million others who don't have known disease but are considered at high risk, people with diabetes, for instance. That would be just fine with statin makers such as Pfizer. It makes atorvastatin, which came out on top in the recent study, funded by a rival company. Atorvastatin is already the most widely prescribed drug ever. Many experts reject the notion these industry-funded studies are all a plot to get the whole world on statins. The evidence behind ultra-low cholesterol is strong and growing. Still, some are troubled by the idea of putting so many people on such high doses.
I would hate to think that life is just a condition where we don't have enough atorvastatin.
Dr. Ned Collange is Colorado's chief medical officer.
I do feel that high levels of statin drugs need to be looked at for longer than a two-year period of time so that we can make sure that there aren't untoward effects also associated with therapy.
Questions of risk and cost will intensify, especially if high-dose statins are prescribed for millions of health-conscious baby boomers who don't have heart disease but want to do everything they can to avoid it. Dr. John LaRosa predicts advice for them may change as new studies come out. He's president of New York's Downstate Medical Center.
The current guidelines really recommend that people at a high risk should have an LDL cholesterol under 100. I suspect that we will make that recommendation more universal. which means that we'll be recommending to everyone that their total cholesterol be under 150 or their LDL under 100.
Already, the accumulating evidence is affecting doctors like Barbara Stewart in Massachusetts.
It gives me more backing to push harder than I have been to get people to get their cholesterol down and, yes, to start drugs faster.
Stewart says she needs all the backing she can get because even getting patients to meet current cholesterol guidelines is not an easy sell. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.